Jessica, you've been working on this wonderful project of recreating a fen up in the oil sands area in Syncrude site. First of all, what's a fen?
A fen's a type of wetland, and it's specifically it's a peatland.
So in recreating the wetland, where exactly is it on the Syncrude site?
So the project started, we started developing the concept for the project in 2009, and we actually started building in 2011, and it's on an old mine site. So what we did is we mined the oil sands out, and then we refilled the pit with our tailings. So when that pit gets full of tailings, now the surface is suitable for reclamation. It's our East End pit mine, and it was about 50 meters deep, so now it's filled back in with tailings, and we've built the wetland and its watershed on top of that. So it's north of Fort McMurray on the Syncrude base mine.
Now, peatlands, they take thousands of years to develop. So how are you accommodating for that?
So what we've done is we're really trying to set up the conditions for a peatland or a fen to develop and learning what those conditions are and how we can try and apply them in future applications, future reclaimed wetlands, to optimize our success. So we're not saying we're going to have a peatland overnight, far from it, but we want to learn as much about how to properly build a peatland so that we can potentially have them as part of our closure landscape in the future.
And how are you actually researching this?
So we have a multidisciplinary program where we have partnerships with various universities. So we work with the University of Alberta, Windsor University, McMaster, some universities out of the state. So it's quite a large group of academics. And these academics are each responsible for their own program. So we have programs looking at carbon and carbon fluxes and how reclaimed wetlands compare to natural ones. We have another program that's looking at wetland vegetation. How do you plant a reconstructed wetland and how do you monitor that vegetation community and be able to predict how it's going to perform in the future? We have a program looking at water quality and quantity and how the water's moving through the landscape. And so we're really trying to take a broad approach to understanding the whole system so we can get the most learnings out of it that we can apply to all the wetlands we're going to build in the future across the lease.
So given that you have this research program going on, are there any results at this point? I know it's early on, but have you learned anything yet?
So it is. It's a very dynamic system because it's so new. So last year, the summer of 2014, was our third growing season. So in a third growing season, it's hard to say anything too concrete. But we have done a significant amount of work, and we're seeing some really exciting results. So we did our moss survey, the first ever moss survey for the project, was done in July, end of July. So we have 21 different mosses that have come in. So mosses are important for peatlands. And in this case, when the mosses are growing and they're decomposing and new mosses are growing on top, that's the beginning of peat forming. That actually was discovered by Dr. Dale Vitt during his moss survey this past summer. So that was super exciting for us. It's a tiny amount of peat, you know, a few millimeters, but it's a step in the right direction. And really, what we need to do is understand how and why that peat formed and can we achieve that on a broader scale. So that's one of the results, but some of the other really cool results are just learning what kind of native boreal wetland plants we can use for reclamation and that we can commercially work with nurseries to get a supply of them. And, you know, you can go to a nursery and buy 100 jack pine trees, but you can't go to a nursery and buy 100 Carex aquatilis water sedge. So it's a whole new industry and a whole new type of reclamation wetlands on this scale. And so there's actually a lot of applicable science coming out every year.
So with those plants, are there things that you're having to do that you couldn't learn from other industries or other areas?
Yeah, so the forestry industry did a lot of work in understanding how to commercially regrow forests. But the mining industry in northern Alberta, because there's so many wetlands and peatlands where our mines are located, we're really paving the way for learning how to rebuild large-scale wetlands. You need to go out, you need to find out when to collect seeds from wetland plants and which seeds are going to be able to germinate and grow in a nursery. And then if you can grow them, when do you deploy them? Do you put them out in the spring or do you put them out in the fall? And so all those questions have never really been asked before, especially on this scale. So we've done the trials and we're slowly building up basically a body of knowledge that's going to tell us eventually, you know, sort of like a recipe book on how to build a wetland.
So does it look like you're moving in the right direction?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I love my job. In the summer, I'm out there and you're seeing this stuff happen. We have, you know, sometimes 40 or 50 different research students out on the watershed. It's 57 hectares, the Sandhill Fen project itself. So, you know, you're out there and you're walking around and there's PhD students, master's students, undergrads, all from all over Canada and the States, and getting to interact with them. And every day, you know, someone will come up to you and say, guess what I saw, you know, saw today at the wildlife monitoring program. We had a species at risk, which was the common nighthawk. Even though the name says common nighthawk, it's not that common. And they were nesting in the reclaimed wetland, and they actually had two eggs and they fledged a nest and left. So that's a huge success. And as that was happening, everybody out there was just pumped every day. You know, have you seen the nighthawks today? And did anybody see the eggs? And it's just this really positive atmosphere of active science and people getting excited about what they're doing and knowing that they're making a difference to really help to build a good reclaimed landscape for when mining's done.
And now that you're into this project, you are getting some exciting results and seeing things happen in terms of wildlife inhabiting the area. But what would be some of the challenges or the obstacles that are becoming apparent?
Well, certainly because it's built on top of a tailings, an in-pit tailings deposit, water quality is always something we're watching and we're tracking. So we're lucky that there are natural saline fens, which is saltier, right? So our tailings water is also saltier. So one of the things that were a challenge that we've had to overcome and deal with is separating those water tables. So where you have a lower, deeper water table that is more of a salty water, and then we've built hummocks or uplands, hills, what, you know, different terms for the uplands, and those uplands are really able to generate their own fresh water from snow and rain. And so the concept is that we're separating the water table so we can have a freshwater wetland system over top of a deeper, saltier system, which you see in Mother Nature all the time. So this is one of the concepts that we're testing with one of the research programs. So some of the challenges are knowing the water quality and the water quantity, and in the Northern Boreal, which is where we're located, water can sometimes be limiting. So we have dry cycles and wet cycles, and how do you maintain a healthy wetland community through those dry cycles? So salt tolerance is a challenge that we're looking at, and we've got results about plants that can survive and reproduce within the water quality that we expect, and also drought tolerance. So, you know, which plants that are native to the area can tolerate water fluctuations or certain dry seasons. So we're going to the natural sites, natural analogs, and finding those species and then growing them and planting them on our landscape. So those are some of the challenges and some of the ways that we're trying to find solutions.
Is there a next step?
So this facility, it's 57 hectares. We have over 200 piezometers, which are groundwater wells, and 120, maybe more, maybe 25 now. Every year they put in more stuff, these researchers. So we have 120 veg plots, 200 groundwater wells. We have 3 full meteorological stations, carbon flux towers. So it's fully instrumented. And the investment there, I would say we'll be researching that wetland for at least another 20, 30 years. So the next step is really look at this 5 years, the first 5 years, consolidate our findings, make sure we're applying them as we're learning them, and then let's ask the next question. Let's close the next knowledge gap, because, you know, the need to understand how to build wetlands as part of a closure landscape is so new. There's lots more questions to ask, and there's certainly more research that will be done up there.
Is this something that other companies who are working in the oil sands will be able to learn from?
Yeah, so one of the great things about reclamation science in the oil sands is that we're always sharing it. The scientific community working up there is very tight-knit, and we're all working together across the leases and across companies. So through organizations like COSIA and just through publications and seminars and workshops, we're always sharing our findings on wetland reclamation, but also reclamation industry-wide, because, you know, I think it benefits all of us to advance the science behind how to do reclamation well.
Thank you very much, Jessica.
You're welcome. Thank you.